from Hollywood. Loreen Tuttle in
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. Now, Loreen Tuttle, outstanding radio and screen star in Understudy, a drama of the unexpected.
All right, Stephen, you've won. You've convinced them all that I'm insane. They wouldn't have believed you if it weren't true, would they, Stephen? And I'll tell you a secret. I think they're right. I think I am mad. Because if I weren't, I'd never be able to take this penknife and smash your precious oil paintings, would I? Now you know what insanity means. It means I can destroy everything. Everything that my hand touches. Your books. Your lamp. Your antique mirror. And the day will come when I can destroy life itself. Aren't you happy, Stephen, now that I'm really insane? Really, really mad?
And the great Marion Danton has finished another performance. How many curtain calls will she take tonight? Six? Seven? Eight? Eight curtain calls for a cheap, phony job of acting that a second-rate amateur would be ashamed of. But because she's Marion Danton, they'll clap until her hands are raw. And just because I'm an understudy, they'll never know how that part could be played. But I won't get the chance. No, I'll stand here in the wings night after night waiting for the opportunity that will never come. Never. Unless... Unless something should happen to the great star. Unless Marion Danton should become ill. Or better yet, have an accident.
Wonderful tonight. Joyce! Oh, Joyce, could you come into my dressing room, please?
Of course, Miss Danton.
Oh, and close the door, darling. Or the place will be simply swarming with autograph hounds. Oh, thank you. I'm simply exhausted. You have no idea what a performance like that takes out of one.
No, I really haven't.
That's why I asked you to come in. My maid's been called out of town, and I wonder if you'd be good enough to help me into my street things. Now, I know you don't have to do it, but being my understudy, I didn't think you'd mind. After all, you haven't done any acting to earn your salary, and it doesn't seem likely you will, does it, darling?
I really have no idea.
Now, don't tell me you're one of those understudies who secretly prays that something might happen to the star. Oh, you aren't like that, are you, Joyce?
No, Miss Danton, I'm not like that.
Well, I'm so glad to hear it. Oh, darling, just unzip me and give me those stockings over on the chair, and then I'll want that blue and white in the closet. You know where it is.
professor now, handing Miss Danton her street clothes, helping her into her coat, and smiling sweetly as she leaves the theater.
Good night, darling, and thanks for being such a willing understudy.
You're welcome, Miss Danton. Good night.
Hey, you, look out! What? You get hit with a piece of scenery? Watch where you're going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ought to know better than to walk around a stage when we're setting up scenery.
I guess I should. I was thinking about something else.
Hey, don't I know you?
Well, I don't know, do you?
Well, sure. You're Joyce Michaels. I was a stagehand up at Lake Leonard that summer you were in the company.
Oh, yes, I remember.
My name's Ned Carpenter.
Well, hello, Ned. Nice to see you again.
Are you with this show?
Well, in a way. I'm understudying Danton.
Oh, I see. I just started to work as a replacement. I'm handling the stuff up there in the flies. Too bad the job won't last.
What do you mean?
Well, haven't you heard? Miss Danton's going back to Hollywood to do a picture. Show closes next Saturday. Why, didn't you know that?
No, I hadn't heard.
So the great Danton is giving up the theater again. How nice for her. Of course, the show will close in mid-season. The whole company will be out of work. And I'll have lost my one real chance to prove that I'm an actress. That doesn't matter to anyone but me. And there's nothing I can do about it, is there? How could I force fate? How could I keep Danton from going on for just one night? Just one little night. How?
Ned?
Yeah?
You said you were working in the scenery up there over the stage?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you up there while the play's going on?
Sure.
Must be funny to be able to look down and watch a show. Can you see the actors?
Yeah, the tops of their heads, anyway. Of course, you don't get much of an idea of what the play's about.
No, I suppose you don't.
Anyway, I'm too busy to pay much attention. I'm all alone up in the flies.
I see. Say, why don't I let you take me home?
Well, why don't you?
Well, since you insist, Ned, I think I'll give in. Can I give you another drink?
Why not?
That's what I say. Why not?
Hey, you've changed your dress. You weren't wearing that thing before.
Oh, well, I like to be comfortable.
Yeah, and I like you to be comfortable. Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't been on the show before. We could have spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
But I suppose you'll still be in town.
No, Ned. Not when the play closes.
Oh?
No, I'm broke. I'll have to give it up and go home.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I don't care so much for myself, but all the rest of the cast and the crew, they'll be out of work, too.
Yeah. Well, that's show business.
Yeah, but this time it isn't fair, Ned, because the show could continue. I know every line of Danton's part, and I could play it so much better than she ever could. Well, the play could run on without her.
Well, I believe you, Joyce. You don't have to convince me.
Oh, if I just got the chance to play it once, they wouldn't have to close the show. And everybody would know how good I was.
No, but you can't play it unless something happens to Danton.
Well, how about you?
Me? You mean...
Sure. You're up over her head. Suppose something fell just as she was making her first entrance. You wouldn't have to hit her or anything. Just maybe frighten her a little bit and get her so nervous she couldn't go on. And then...
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Oh, darling, do you? Do you really? They couldn't blame you. It would be an accident. I'd play the part and we could go on being together. You'll do it tomorrow night, won't you, Ned? Just as she makes her entrance down that flight of stairs. A sandbag or anything can fall and then... And then I'll play the part... Oh, Ned, what a performance I'll be.
Well, if it didn't work, I'd be out of a job next week anyway.
Oh, you're wonderful, darling. You're wonderful. You know something.
What?
I'm really glad you're such an agreeable guy. I'm going to try to follow your example.
The audience sits back, shuffling programs, waiting for another Marion Danton performance. But Miss Danton will be indisposed, unable to appear, replaced by an unknown. But by the time the show ends, they'll be applauding, giving curtain calls to a new star, to Joyce Michaels. 8:32, Danton sits in her dressing room. She rubs an extra dab of grease paint into the circles under her eyes, gives a final jerk to her costume, and walks toward the wings. 8:35. Danton's walking up the backstage steps and across the platform to her entrance. Now she stands there waiting for her cue. She can't see Ned, far above her in the flies. Can't know the danger that lurks over her head. Ned looks down, just able to make out the white cap she's wearing. And then he raises his hand and something whips past Danton's face, falling, crashing downward. She's hurt. Not badly, but she can't go on. Now they're remembering me. Mr. Beaton, the stage manager, is walking toward my dressing room. In just a moment, he'll knock on the door. And my lucky break will step in and tell me to get ready for my first night on Broadway.
Come in.
Miss Michaels, Miss Danton's been in an accident.
Oh?
You'll have to get into costume right away. We'll hold the show for you. Oh, and Joyce, you will be able to play the part, won't you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Beaton, I'll be able to play the part. Don't worry, I won't let you down. I can play the part very well.
Yes, of course. Good luck.
Oh, this is it. My big night has come at last. Thanks to Ned.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. Now for the surprising conclusion of Understudy, a Hamilton Whitney production starring Miss Loreen Tuttle, written by Robert Lippitt and Frank Burt, and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
That's my cue. Now I smile, open the door, and step on stage for my first entrance.
Miss Michaels, are you all right? Miss Michaels. Oh, good heavens. How could that stupid stagehand have been so clumsy? Ring down the curtain, someone. Oh, this is simply too much. First Danton gets hurt in an automobile accident, and now Miss Michaels has been hit by a sandbag. Oh, well, the poor girl probably wouldn't have been very good in the part anyway. She's only an understudy.
Understudy starred Miss Loreen Tuttle. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.